international leaders left a White KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Governor Sean Parnell Thursday declared an economic disaster for Savoonga and Gamble. With only a few hundred walruses caught this year, the communities asked for government assistance. Last month, St. Lawrence Island communities of Gamble and Savoonga found themselves looking for help. The annual walrus hunt was a disaster. Unusually wet and cold weather, coupled with sea ice that packed in so tightly around the island, it kept hunters from getting to giant marine mammals that serve as both the literal and economic lifeblood of the communities. AlaskaDispatch.com reports only 340 walruses were harvested between the two communities this year during a season that runs roughly from November to May. This year's haul amounted to a paltry 36% of the average yearly harvest over the past 10 years of about 1,200 animals. The hundreds of pounds of meat on each walrus provides sustenance. The ivory from the walrus tusks is vital in supplying the communities with the base material needed to carve the art that injects cash into the local economy. St. Lawrence Island carvers are well known for their skill, and their craft is one of the only opportunities for income on the island. The disaster declaration opens the region up to funds from the state through either the legislature appropriating assistant grants or the governor recommending acceleration of capital projects planned for the area and funding of new projects. And things are moving forward at least somewhat on St. Lawrence Island in recent days. School started August 23rd, giving students at least one lunch every day. The next week, the community of Gamble was given 2,000 pounds of chum salmon and halibut from the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation. That's about 3 1-gallon Ziploc bags of fish for each family in the region, according to Gloria James with the Native Village of Gamble. It's a help, but she noted that the community is still looking for relief. And there's strength in numbers. That's the idea behind the formation of a new coalition of village native corporations, the Bering Sea Alliance. The BSA is a limited liability company with a newly formed board of directors and a newly selected CEO, Art Ivanoff. Ivanoff says the BSA is basically village corporations investing together to protect subsistence resources and the subsistence way of life.
We felt there was a real need to figure out how we could maybe bring direct benefits to our villages, but also trying to be a part of the equation as it relates to setting policy in the Arctic. And it seems like, for the most part, policy is being set without us, and we want to engage in some meaningful process where we count.
Seven village corporations from the region have signed an operating agreement and have invested into the Bering Sea Alliance. Corporations include Stebbins, Unalakleet, St. Michael, Gullivan, Wales, Gamble, and the Sitnasauk Native Corporations.
But the door is open, and we'd sure like to see if there's other village corporations in the Straits that would like to invest in this process. Just to work different systems to really bring the benefits home.
Ellen Richard is president of the Wales Native Corporation. Wales is located right at the choke point, the 25-mile stretch of ocean that separates Wales and Little Diomede. There's been more and more ship traffic through the choke point in recent years. Richard says the importance her Native Corporation found in joining in the alliance is to have a more unified and stronger voice in protecting the subsistence way of life, whether air, land, or sea. And the BSA already has worked in their mission by inviting oil developers to the community of Wales for a discussion on impacts in the region. Representatives from Statoil, Shell, and ConocoPhillips met directly with Wales citizens in June by invitation from the Bering Sea Alliance. Richard says being a member corporation is already valuable.
Most of our subsistence food come from the ocean and help protecting our garden out there. Or farm out there.
CEO Art Ivanoff says the Bering Strait is at ground zero and will be impacted. He also says it's also the BSA's mission to take corporations' investments and explore different ways of bringing benefits to shareholders. He says the BSA's first action will be the creation of a business plan.
Sort of think outside the box, okay? You know, what haven't we explored before as a collective body? But making it count, it's like maybe there's limitations to one corporation working on a project. But I think when you have multiple groups, that empowers you. And I think that's what we're attempting to do here, is working together across the board and then trying to find that niche, working with oil companies, federal agencies, landing some contracts, that kind of thing.
Jason Evans is the chair of the Bering Sea Alliance. Edmund Apostengok from Gamble serves as vice chair. Ella Anagic of Unalakleet is treasurer, with Ellen Richards secretary. The Bering Sea Alliance would not specify the amount invested by each community native corporation. A single-engine plane crashed southeast of McGrath near Roan in the foothills of the Alaska Range Friday. The pilot, Scott Miller, age 58, of Big Lake, was killed. A passenger, Traeger Anderson, age 30, of Wasilla, was injured. The Super Cub reportedly crashed near an airstrip there. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate. Saturday, they were able to reach the hillside site of another plane crash that happened Thursday near Sutton and took two lives. The two victims are identified as Adam Norton, age 30, and Derek Swanson, age 31, both of Palmer. And federal officials and Alaska nonprofits are rushing to set up a health insurance marketplace required under the Federal Affordable Care Act by the October 1st deadline. Alaska is among 27 states that have refused to set up marketplaces, also known as exchanges, where the uninsured can shop for coverage. In states opting out of setting up the exchanges, the federal government is stepping in. United Way and the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium are each receiving a $300,000 federal grant to hire navigators to help people find their way around the federal health care program. Coverage begins January 1st. The first enrollment period extends from October 1st to March 31st. And the price of gold in New York today is up $12.10 an ounce to $1,409.60. An ounce of silver, $24.51, up 88 cents. And a pound of zinc, 84 cents. It's unofficially 49 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.